Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner that has a product, service, or message that you truly believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look at real-world networking and marketing tactics while leveraging LinkedIn to get what you have in front of many more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple. Super excited for today's episode. It is not a dual episode. It is just me. And what I wanted to talk about today, Nancy and I have actually spoken about this before. You've probably heard this before, but it's not all about what you know. It's more about positioning yourself as a trusted expert and resource in your field. That is why the title of today's podcast episode is Transforming Expertise into Authority, Strategic Steps to Elevate Your Brand and Your Business. So this doesn't mean that you have to have been in the game for a long time. You could be very new in starting what you're looking to create. The road to success often comes down to how well you can use your expertise and be then recognized as a thought leader. This is something that Nancy and I focus on, not just with ourselves individually, but also as a couple. People call us a power couple, however they want to word it. Now, why I wanted to really talk about strategic planning is because it takes specific and deliberate action to make sure that you have the right, we call key ingredients or prescriptions, to establish that authority that you're looking to really make you effectively stand out. Now, the fact of the matter is that, you know, we're going to dive into a number of different things. But more importantly, you know, turning your know-how into authority and the strategic steps that you can take to level up your business and your brand. So the first thing is using your experience to become a thought leader. Now, above all else, having experience and experiences and skills, they're great. But it comes down more to the ability to share that knowledge effectively that really makes you stand out. I think that's something that's really passed over a lot. And especially when you're in your specific niche, right? Becoming a thought leader is not about showing off just about what you know. It's about consistently providing valuable insights, specific perspectives, solutions that you may have that really connect with your audience. So here are a few things that you can do to connect those dots to really harness your expertise. So number one is through content creation. So when you're creating content, this is something that I talk about all the time. Make sure that every time you post something on social media, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, YouTube, whatever, make sure you're sharing knowledge, you're sharing tips, you're sharing education, you're sharing information. If you want to really stand out as the expert in the space that you're in, you need to do your due diligence to leave people better with giving that free service, that free advice in any of the content, whether it's a video, a post, an article, whatever it is. People need to look at you as a person of value and a value-added resource. And that's how content can do that. The second thing is speaking gigs. This is something that I love. Many of you that follow me on social media, you see that I'm consistently doing at least one keynote, whether it's in person or online per month. As it so happens in May, I have two, one local in Philadelphia, one I have to travel out to Vegas for that keynote. But these are opportunities that will, and again, I'm not saying that every one of these has to be paid. I still will do free speaking gigs to get myself in front of the right people. And that's why whether it's a conference, a webinar, a workshop, these are places where you can share your experience in front of that captive audience. And it not only builds credibility, but it also expands your reach through those individuals. The third is networking. This is what I love. You know, Nancy and I always tell people that building a business is a contact sport. You can't do it by yourself. You have to consistently seek out opportunities to network with others. That's why when I talk about leveraging LinkedIn, you're going to be leveraging it from two perspectives, connecting with potential ideal clients, but also business allies. You need to have as many people as possible know who you are, what you do, and who you serve than anybody else. But also, you need to have those trusted allies. You need that online Rolodex, and you cannot build any of those relationships if you are not networking. Seek to get on a couple different discovery calls or Zooms every single week to make sure that you're doing your due diligence to connect with the right people. Third is always, always keep learning. The teacher is always the student. Once you think you know everything, you know nothing. Nancy and I are constantly watching webinars, listening to podcasts, reading books on new things. There was one day that I went onto Amazon and I got 4 sales books because, yes, I'm very highly skilled in sales, but I'm always interested to see if there's anything new out there, if there are new strategies, new techniques that I can actually try myself, do that market research, prove if it does or does not work, so I can then teach others how to do the same thing. Now, a question that sometimes will bubble to the surface when you're looking to use your experience to become a thought leader is, why strategic planning over anything else? Like, why is that so key to establish your authority? Well, what I'll tell you is that establishing authority doesn't just happen by chance or happen overnight. It does require careful execution and planning. If you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. That's the old adage. Strategic planning allows you to really define your niche, understand the audience that you're looking to really connect with, but also position yourself as the go-to expert in your field. So here are some things that you need to consider when you're looking to strategically plan to really build your authority. Number one, define your niche, right? Who are those individuals within an industry or a profession that you serve best? Yes, I know what you may be thinking. Well, Scott, I want to help everyone. Well, we all want to help everyone, but you can't help everyone. The more narrow you go with the specific individuals, like Nancy and myself, we specifically help coaches, consultants, and service providers. Those are our three niches that we help grow and scale their business the way that we have, because we're coaches, consultants, and service providers. We know it best. But also understanding your audience. You know, who are you trying to reach? You know, what are their pain points, challenges? What are their goals? Tailor your content that you're going to create and message to speak to the pain points. If you want to bridge that gap between someone that doesn't know you to someone that does know you, you got to bridge that gap of the known to the unknown by really understanding your audience, by speaking to their pain points and providing solutions for the problems that they may be having. But the third thing you need to consider is creating a content strategy. So Nancy and I highly, highly believe in creating a content calendar that aligns with your niche and your audience. We talked about this in a previous podcast where, you know, we are in the midst of a workshop this week. It's our personal branding blueprint. And we mapped out the entire month of April, the podcast episodes that we were going to do, the blog post that we were going to write, the LinkedIn lives we were going to do. Everything was mapped out because at the end, consistency is key. High quality content will reinforce your authority over time. That's why we map out our entire year at the end of quarter three of every year. It's end of October, early November, beginning of Q4. We map out exactly what we want to achieve and what we're going to do and create that content around it a year ahead. But also the fourth and final thing is really building your brand. I think this is completely undervalued, but also very understood. Your personal brand is not how you see yourself, it's how others see you. So if you were to ask someone, like, what am I known for? Right? People would say, oh, well, you know, you're really highly skilled at LinkedIn. You're the LinkedIn guy, right? Make sure that your brand reflects your expertise and your values. If it doesn't, that's called being off-brand. You know, when you break all this down, that includes your website, your social media, and your professional image, you know, how you're presenting yourself at networking events or when you're just connecting with certain people. So really go back and listen to this episode as much as you need to. I know it was a lot of information, but it's really going to help you take everything to the next level. And that brings me to something that Nancy and I wanted to announce. A couple of times a year, we open the doors to our high-level group coaching, hybrid mastermind, one-on-one coaching program. So yes, it's a mixture of group coaching and one-on-one with myself and Nancy. And if you're listening to this episode or you've been listening to us for a while and you're ready to really take your expertise to the next level, establish yourself as an authority within the specific niche that you're in, we're now taking applications for our Expert Authority Program. There's going to be a link in the description of this episode. You click on it. You can fill out an application to talk to myself and Nancy. We keep it very small and intimate, only 10 people, because we work directly with you. We call it a comprehensive hybrid program that's designed to walk you through step by step all of those strategic things that need to be done to build your authority, defining your niche, creating a powerful personal brand, all with our help. So we actually, just to highlight a few things, we help you get clear on your niche and target your audience as the expert in your space. We help you to develop that content strategy that's tailored to your niche. And we do include tips on creating engaging blog posts, videos, social media content, but also how to build your personal brand, right? Learn how to craft that compelling message that reflects your experience and connects with your audience, but also your sales funnel. If you're not creating sales at the end of the day, you're not going to be in business. So we really take that time to teach you how to learn all of the pieces that you need to have in place for a successful sales funnel. So you don't have to wonder where your next lead or your next sale is going to come from. We're going to show you where it's going to come from and how you're going to create it. But also networking and collaboration. We are a big believer in that you need to live in a world of connection and collaboration and creation over competition and comparison. So you want to allow us to help you explore those strategies for building meaningful connections with your industry and collaborating with other industry thought leaders. So the doors to Expert Authority are actually opening this Thursday, just 3 days from now. So if you want to be one of those 10 people to be with us for the next 12 months, helping you become the expert in your space, building, growing, and scaling anything that you have to offer, if you're a coach, a consultant, or a service provider, then this mastermind is for you. And don't miss this opportunity, because we only open the doors a couple times a year to only 10 lucky individuals. So go to the description of this episode, the show notes, or the email that you opened up in order to listen to this episode to fill out that application, get in our calendar, and we can see if Expert Authority is a fit for you. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. Love and gratitude. And for those that would like to meet us on the inside of Expert Authority, hope to see you there. For everyone else, I hope you enjoyed it. Love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. If you could, please support this podcast by hopping over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any place that you're listening to this. Leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you loved most and what you would like to hear more of. But also, if you would like to learn how to take your business to the next level, whether it's using LinkedIn or working directly with myself and Nancy in our intimate group coaching programs, you can head over to www.thetimetogrow.com or scottaron.net to learn more. Thank you again for your support. Love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you soon.